live from Franklin, North Carolina, to bring you the big show down here in Western North Carolina tomorrow with the Franklin Panthers hosting the 2A defending state champion Pisgah Black Bears.
I think this conference, the way it's set up right now, is you're going to have a battle out of the three teams in this conference, which will be West, Pisgah, and Franklin. And there's going to be some teams sneak up and bite somebody in the rear end, and that might be North Henderson. They're going to be the team that is going to snake bite somebody along the way because they're young, they're very talented, they have a good coach. Their Apple Valley Middle School team was really good last year. So, you know, that's one of those teams that you got to kind of watch for. And so it's kind of interesting to see. I think the three teams that are going to battle for the championship are going to be West, Franklin, and Pisgah.
And North Henderson, do you think North?
They'll just
make a lot of noise in the
They'll make a lot of noise, and they might upset somebody and make it even, you know.
Well, last week they made a lot of noise, and they took this very talented West Henderson team, who we think are going to battle the Black Bears today in a very big showdown here in the Western North Carolina Athletic Conference. They beat the Falcons 5-2
But you can always say that you can't take nobody for granted. Anybody can beat anybody on any day. And that's what I've always said. You've got to play. You've got to go out there and give it 100% no matter what. Even if, you know, you can't play down to the levels of the bad teams, but you've got to play up to the good teams. And this might be one of the days where Pisgah plays up. And they're really going to have to play their A game. They really are.
Well, let's go over the starting lineups as the managers for both teams meet the umpires at home plate. For West Henderson, Mike Matthews is going to lead off with Sierra Bishop, who's going to Furman, the shortstop. She comes in batting .458, folks, and then followed by center fielder Selena McCall, then third baseman Brianna Morris, and catcher Natalie Rice. She's followed in the five hole by right fielder Hannah Watts, and batting in the six hole, left fielder Kayla Walker, followed by the pitcher Lauren Koontz, and then Lauren Norris is the first baseman, and then bringing up in the nine hole for the Falcons will be second baseman Kelsey Walker. For the Black Bears, it's going to be the same lineup as we've gone the last five games. Bianca Burnett will lead off playing center field, followed by Sheridan Presley, the second baseman, and then Mahala Irvin, the catcher. She's followed by the cleanup hitter and shortstop Micah James, and then the pitcher hitting in the five hole will be Logan Matthews. Hitting in the six hole will be designated hitter Michaela Tipton. She'll be batting for Sydney Paris, who's the defensive specialist and will be playing first base. She'll be followed by the hot hitting Caitlin Hanna, who will be playing third base. And then Hannah Hudson, the right fielder, and then bringing up the lineup in the nine hole will be Taylor Gallion. Rhonda, we really expect this to be an outstanding softball game.
I do. I think it's going to be really close, and it could be a defensive battle. It could be a one-run game. You know, then he could surprise us, and we could be hitting well and blow it out. I mean, it's just one of those, you know, who's going to play what? I mean, is it going to be defense or offense? And Pisgah's got the offense, and they've got the defense. So it depends on West if they have the defense to go with their offense.
Very good point. And they'll be announcing right now the starting lineups. They'll be standing on the line and will be followed by the Star Spangled Banner. And you'll stay here with us for the playing of the Star Spangled Banner. And Rhonda, this is an absolutely Chamber of Commerce day. But
it is.
You know, you look out there and sometimes there's a wind blowing, and then the wind stops and the wind blows again. So I guess you got to be batting when that wind blows. You got to pick your moment.
Yeah, you got to pick your moment. Game time temperature today is 78 degrees. So from our staff meteorologist, we got back at the radio station on Tim, our engineer, keeping us up to date on things. And kudos to Tim for getting us on the air and working out all the bugs and stuff. He's the behind the scenes. Nobody sees him, but he's the main wheel in the cog.
Well, we haven't made a station break right now in the pregame show because of some technical problems that he is working out at the station. It won't interfere with our broadcast here, so we're just going to stay here and ad-lib a little bit while they're announcing the starting lineups. And right now, and that's what they're doing with the Falcons. You know, Rhonda, you kind of look through this game, the West Henderson Falcons, and, you know, you kind of get a feel for, you know, the similar opponents, what they did against similar opponents. They hosted A.C. Reynolds and shut them out 11-0. You know, we beat them 13-1. And then they played Inca, hosted them, and beat them 4-2. We beat them 8-4. And, you know, it was a rough four innings, or first two innings, where they scored four runs, and after that we just shut them down. So by those indications, you got to believe that this game's going to be tight.
But both of those teams struggled with pitchers. In those two games that we played them, both teams struggled. They switched pitchers back and forth, and would take one out, put another one in, put the starter back in. I mean, they struggled with pitching. I think the pitching is going to be the key. I'm wondering if this team has seen a pitcher like Logan Matthews. I know they seen her last year. No, they did not see her last year.
That was when she was in the...
She was injured that first game.
Right. They won 5-4. They did not face Logan.
They did not face Logan. They faced Micah James. This year, when she came back and we played them the second time...
That was the 10-0 game where you just kind of,
yeah.
You know, you put the rule on.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's interesting to see if Logan's control is there, if she gets the corners by the referee, if the ump is caught letting her have the corners, then I think it'll be a different game.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're standing for the national anthem. So a beautiful day. We're moments away from the first pitch as the Visca Black Bears are huddled up and they break. So we're going to get the warm-up tosses by right-handed Logan Matthews coming in again with a 5-0 record, 0.91 ERA. She's worked 23 innings inside the circle, 17 strikeouts, only 8 walks, given up 14 hits in that 23 innings, and given up 7 runs, only 3 of them earned. So this is...
I talked to Logan last game we had about the call that the ump made about the ball situation. And she said that one thing that they're emphasizing this year, you know how they have the officials meeting, and every year they pick a rule that they're going to emphasize. And then this year it has to be the hands to the ball. You can't have your hand at the ball for so long. So she's having to change her delivery a little bit. It's just something she's been working on.
Well, Logan Matthews has completed her warm-up tosses. Mahala Irvin has thrown down to second. We're getting ready, and leading off for West Henderson will be Sierra Bishop. Scheduled behind her is Selena McComb and Brianna Morris. Sarah Bishop coming in with a .458 batting average and heading off to Furman after she completes her high school career.
That's going to be interesting to see how Logan starts off first night against a good hitter.
Right-hander. Against right-hander here. First pitch of the game is lying down the left field line, so West Henderson starts it with an extra base hit. And Sierra Bishop starts off with a double on the first pitch of the game. That ought to give the Falcons some momentum.
Yeah, and another thing I was thinking about, too, is that we've got that cool guy on our back, so these teams are going to come in a little bit of an attitude ready for us.
Now batting is Selena McCall, the center fielder, comes in batting .286. His Bishop is on second. First pitch is swung on and missed by McCall. That kind of woke up the Black Bears, who have had an M.O. this season of struggling early on in games. Logan ready. Pitches high for a ball. 1-1. Next pitch, nice pick up by Irvin behind the plate as the ball, a little wrinkled curveball that was in the dirt, keeping McCall at second base.
Logan's got a little smile on her face today, so that's a good sign. Maybe more relaxed.
Here's her big windup, and the delivery is fouled out of play. Evens the count at 2-2 here in the top of the first inning as McCall led off this frame with a line shot double down into the left field corner. And she calls time and she wants to talk to Irving.
I think they're a little mixed up on their signs. They change them, so she's trying to figure out what she wants. And like I said, these two know each other.
And then she's calling for the umpire.
She's wanting to confer something with him, probably about her hands in the pitch again.
So the diplomat, Logan Matthews, out with her sidekick, Mihaela Irvin, talking to
the politician.
Right.
The diplomat and the politician out there trying to figure out.
So there is a conversation going on between the field umpire, the pitcher, and the catcher, and they break that up, and everybody's in agreement now.
Evidently, it was all good because Mahala's coming back smiling, so whatever the ump told her.
So we'll resume play with a two-ball, two-strike count on Selena McCall. Nobody out. Bishop is on second. The big windup by Logan Matthews. And this struck her out.
That's a beautiful pitch. She got her on the rise ball. Just kept climbing up the ladder. It hit the plate and then just went up.
She might have been asking the field umpire, if I throw a rise ball and struck her out, that'd be okay, right?
She could have been.
That's going to bring up Brianna Morris, the third baseman. First pitch is flying to left field. As Taylor Gallion lets it drop in front of her. So Brianna Morris, not intimidated at all.
I think Taylor played that safe because she couldn't get a jump on it, so she didn't want to run up on it and get past her, so she played it safe. She let it pop down in front of her and then grabbed it.
And that's the way she should this early in the ball game, make them play base to base. That's going to bring up the catcher, Natalie Rice, who comes in batting 571, batting in the cleanup spot for West Henderson. There's Logan Matthews' first pitch, swung out and fouled out of play. So the Falcons have runners on first and third with one out here in the top of the first inning.
It'd be good if we can get a strikeout right here.
It wind up by Matthews in the dirt. Nice pickup by Irvin. Evens the count at one ball, one strike. Did you see hear the wind gusting a little bit? When it does, it's a big one. Next pitch, missed low and inside. Makes the count 2-1. Nice crowd here at this beautiful afternoon at this Pisgah softball complex. Matthews is ready. Here's a big pitch and fouled out of play by Rice. That will even the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes.
That was a little dangerous. Our JV softball team's over there warming up, and they had to all duck.
They have been doing a marvelous job. Here's Matthews, next pitch. Swing and a miss. She changed up on her.
That's the strikeout we needed right there. That takes the pressure off the defense now. Don't have to get the double play. They just need to get the out.
That's going to bring up the right fielder, Hannah Watts, who comes in only batting 154 for the Falcons. Boy, that top of that order for West Henderson is strong. Pitch has popped up. Irvin back to the screen. And that lands just in front of us, about 5 feet on the other side. I was waiting for it to hit this thing.
I was too. I looked up and I lost it because we have a 10 over it. And I lost it, and I thought, oh, Lord, it's coming down either on the 10 or right in front of it. It popped right in front of us. I could have thrown you in front of it, Chuck.
We might have to get Ryan, your hubby, a glove.
Start saving us.
Ryan's our personal protector up here.
He's also our on-site engineer, too.
All right. Logan Matthews ready to go. An 0-1 pitch. Swung on and dribbled to Matthews. Throws over to first in time, and that's going to be all for the Falcons.
That's a great way to get out of that inning right there.
They strand two runners and don't score, and so we'll come back in the bottom of the first inning with the score, the Falcons nothing, the Black Bears coming to bat. This is WPBL AM, home of the state champion Pisgah softball team.
Pisgah Girls Varsity Softball is sponsored by Champion Credit Union of Canton and by Ken Wilson Ford, the winner of the Ford's Top Honor President's Award, and by B. Allen Construction Company, commercial, residential, grading, and remodeling. You know what, Chuck, I was thinking this week at home? If we beat this team and we beat Franklin, I think you need to go down to Ken Wilson and ride old Otis there.
I'm good, but this city boy has never been, I don't even know what Otis is, but I don't try to get on Ken Wilson's board, Otis.
He's a big old...
I'd point Ken Wilson, he'd look at me and go, you a Yankee, yeah, you need to ride Otis.
You remember that movie where you had to slap the bull?
Yeah.
And the wild hog?
Yeah.
I think you need to go slap the bull.
Lord have mercy. Y'all killing me.
We get you Southern Pie then.
Well, it's time for the bottom of the first inning as Laurel Coombs is on the mound as the hard-throwing right-hander for West Henderson, Mike Matthews, has given her the ball. Laurel Coombs comes in with a 3-1 record, 1.75 ERA in 28 innings. Obviously, she's the ace of the Falcons, and she'll be scheduled to face, in this bottom of the first inning, Bianca Burnett, Sheridan Presley, and Mahala Irvin. First up, checking into the box right now, is the right-hand hitting Bianca Burnett. No score, bottom of the first inning. Coombs is ready. Gets her sign. Big windup. Just missed on the outside part of the plate. Placing fastball. Well, she's got some giddy up on that.
She does. She's got some giddy up. She's got that fast windup pitch, too.
Coombs is set. Cold strike knee high, 1-1.
It's right on that outside corner, too.
Here she goes. Next pitch. Swung on and lined down the right field line, but curves foul.
Got a good hit on that.
If it would have landed fair, might have gotten past the right fielder for the Falcons, Hannah Watts, and that would have been major extra bases for the Gazelle, who
yeah.
can fly around these bases.
Well, she got from first to home and safe, so she can probably make it to third on that one.
Next pitch by Coombs. Ball just low. Burnett coming into this ball game, batting 375. Presley is on deck, swung on and lined foul, out of play.
I tell you, Visga likes these pitchers at fast pitch. The ones we have the problem with, the ones that have the slow changeups, the real good changeups, we have a hard time hitting them.
This is a quality ace. Mike Matthews has called on to go inside the circles. Her next pitch is a changeup high and outside. So now it's 3-2 to the leadoff hitter, Bianca Burnett. Coombs is ready. Here's the pitch. Swung on and lined. Just foul.
That was so close, man. It just popped foul right before the bag.
So the count still remains at 3-2. Coombs taking her time. Gets her sign. Twirls the ball. Here comes. Cold strike three. She looked at it. Caught the corner. So Coombs strikes out Burnett to lead off here in the bottom of the first. And that's going to bring up the sophomore second baseman, Sheridan Presley. Presley coming into this ballgame batting with a .474 batting average, 7 RBIs, and 2 triples. She leads the team in the triple category. Swung on and lined to right field. That's going to get out to the fence. Here comes Presley. She's going to go in the second and pull it up. So she's going to have a stand-up double. The sophomore raises her batting average as the hot-hitting Sheridan Presley gets on second to bring up Mahala Irvin. Boy, she drilled that fastball.
She did, and I tell you right now, just going back to what I said earlier, we like fast-pitching pitchers. So we're just going to test them, see how good. And I'm noticing how close in their third baseman's playing. Anything over our head is going to drop for major runs.
So Presley's on second. Up is Mahala Irvin. First pitch is low as Presley takes her secondary lead. You got to be careful with Mahala Irvin, but you got can't be too careful because you got Micah James, Logan Matthews, and Michaela Tipton.
They're like dueling banjos.
Next pitch is high and outside, 2-0. Well, school, you can look at West Henderson and know they're well coached by Mike Matthews because they back up plays, they are in position.
Exactly.
Well coached softball team that the Pisgah Black Bears are playing today. Next pitch is high and
they are not
outside again.
They're not going to give her anything down the middle.
It looks like that wind is kind of blowing out to left field. That's in the jet streams. If Mahala Irvin can get something over the plate or inside, look out. Here's the 3-0 offering by Coombs. Swung on, big cut by Irvin. Makes the count 3-1.
She had the green light on that one.
So both teams coming out, swinging the composite bats. Pisgah coming in with a 6-0 record, 2-0 in the conference. Falcons are 6-1 and 1-1 in the conference. Next punch by Coon swung on and popped up in the infield. Bishop calls for it, calls that in, so that's two outs. She just got up underneath it and popped it up to Sierra Bishop. That's short, and that's going to bring up Micah James. Micah James comes in batting with a .462 batting average, two bombs and nine RBIs, and been walked eight times so far this season. Kuntz is ready. The pitch is swung on and popped up down the right field line. Left field line. Out of play.
That went in that new covered pitching and hitting facilities we have here. Big Champion Credit Union sign on it. It's beautiful.
From Irvin down to Caitlin Hanna, that's 3-7. The next pitch is called strike, putting James in a hole, 0-2. They're responsible for all nine home runs this season, compared to the Falcons, who have only hit two. Ball's low.
Falcons like to play a little small ball.
Unusual thing is Natalie Rice, the catcher, is a left-handed catcher for the West Henderson Falcons. Irvin set, so is Coons. Here's her pitch. In the dirt, evens the count at 2-2.
James.
They
look a lot like, except for the hair. The red and the black might be a difference.
I was watching Presley out there trying to get a nice two-out secondary lead. Pitch is swung on and grounded over to McCall. Throws her out. So that's going to be all for Pisgah here in the bottom of the first. No runs on one hit. They strand one runner. We'll be back for the second inning. The score is 0-0. We'll be back after these messages. This is WPTL 920 AM, home of the state Pisgah softball champions.
AM 920 is WPTL Canton.
Not sure who owns your bank anymore? With Champion Credit Union, it's simple. You do. We're local, and our focus is on you. So you might say, we've got local focal. Want to be treated special? Get local focal at Champion Credit Union, where anyone can open an account and enjoy great rates on loans and banking services, even businesses. Look us up online or stop in at one of our locations. We're in Arden, Canton, and Waynesville. You won't believe the difference. Champion Credit Union. Local people helping people for almost 80 years.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Ken, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
B. Allen Construction Company is proudly backing the Pisgah Black Bears girls softball team. Like our 2A state champions, B. Allen Construction has a history of excellence. Large commercial construction, residential building and remodeling, large jobs or small. B. Allen Construction Company of Candler is happy to provide free estimates, references, and a commitment to doing the job right. For construction, grading too, call 665-8479 for B. Allen Construction. Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernetz.
Welcome back. As we have already begun the top of the second inning, as Kayla Walker is already into a count of 1-1 to Logan Matthews. She's leading off. Next pitch, just missed. Ball, 2-1. She'll be followed by Laurel Kuntz, the pitcher, and Lauren Norris, the first baseman. Kayla Walker's come into this ball game with a .360 batting average. Swung on and popped impressively over at second base. A looping soft liner who she just grabs and retires her. So that's the first out of this inning. That's going to bring up Laurel Kuntz.
I tell you, Sheridan Presley's defense has been extremely great, except for a couple things.
Grounder over to Caitlin Hanna, picks it up, throws over to first in time as Paris stretches and gets the pitcher for the Falcons. That's two up, two down, and that's going to bring up first baseman Lauren Norris, who's batting 300. So two quick outs by Logan Matthews. Call time is to make an adjustment. That was Kelsey Walker who got out of Norris, started to get out of the batting order. Coach Mike Matthews caught that. Sent his number 9 hitter back to the on-deck circle and brought up Lauren Norris. Logan Matthews is ready. Here's a pitch. Called strike on the inside part of the plate, 0-1.
That's a beautiful pitch. It was just, it made her flinch a little bit, too, when it got to her, like, buckled her knee.
Ball in dirt, even the count at 1-1. Outfield playing straight away for Pisco. Hannah Hudson in right. The Gazelle, Bianca Burnett in center field, and Taylor Gallion out in left. Swung on and popped up to Micah James at short. Calls it in, and that's all for the Falcons here in the top of the second inning. No runs, no hits, and no errors. So, Rhonda?
Pisgah Girls Varsity Softball sponsored by B. Allen Construction Company. Commercial, residential, grading, and remodeling. By Champion Credit Union of Canton and Lanesville, and by Ken Wilson Ford, winner of Ford's Top Honor President's Award. That's the way you want to, and we were just talking about this off the air a minute ago during the commercial break, that if we can make it through West Henderson's heat of the top of their lineup, we might have a chance because the bottom part of their lineup is not as strong.
Really like this matchup that we've got today of the two right-handers inside the circle. Laurel Coons against Logan Matthews. And both are gems of pitchers. And we got a capacity crowd again here at the Pisgah Softball Complex.
Yeah, and they're still filtering in. Some people just now getting off from work, and some people are working and listening to us on the radio. Gives them opportunity to hear about the Black Bears.
So Coons is going to complete her warm-up tosses, scheduled to face her. In the bottom of the second inning will be Logan Matthews, Michaela Tipton, and Caitlin Hanna. Matthews comes into this ballgame with a .334 batting average, two bombs, four ribbies, then walked six times. She hit two of her home runs were tape-measured shots.
He has the strength to hit him.
So the pitcher versus the pitcher. Inside the circle counterparts. Begin here in the bottom of the second. First pitch is low for a ball. Again, we got two great umpires out on working this game. And that's what you expect with two quality softball teams. Swung on and popped up into the infield. Camped underneath it is the first baseman. She drops it. And that was a towering pop-up.
It was huge.
And Lauren Norris had trouble with it, so that's going to be an error on Norris.
And one of my comments before the game was, who made the least errors?
Pitch running for Logan Matthews, a courtesy runner for the pitcher will be Casey Brown. That's going to bring up Michaela Tipton. 364 batting average, one home run, three RBI so far this season. Next pitch by Coons is grounded over, pass picked up by Coons. Jeez, they're not going to be able to get it. That was a great effort by Coons, and that's going to be an infield single for Tipton. As that ball was starting to go deep into the up the box into the hole, and Coons tried to make a spear, but just went off the tip of her glove, and that's going to bring up Caitlin Hanna, the third baseman, who's batting an incredible 720 coming into this ballgame. First pitch has caught the corner for a strike, so first two runners are on here in the bottom of the second inning for Pisgah.
That was a hard ball for Coons to catch because she's got her glove on her left hand. She had to go across her body to try to nab it. So.
Right. Swung on and dribbled over to the shortstop, who flips over to third in time to retire Casey Brown. So they force out there. As Brown's forced out at third, Bishop picked that ball up at short and just backhanded it with a backhanded slip. to get it. So now that's going to put Caitlin Hanna at first.
Spout flipped it too slow because Micah was running on that one.
Next pitch by Kuntz is fouled out of play by Hannah Hudson. Hannah Hudson comes into this ball game with a .462 batting average. Not a power hitter, but girl can hit and drive it into the gaps. On deck is Taylor Gallion. Hudson looked at the next pitch for a ball. 1-1. He got Tipton at second. She reached first on an infield single. You got Hannah Hudson, who bounced into a force out. She's at first. Swung out and fouled out of play. Makes the count 1-2 to the number 8 hitter, Hannah Hudson. Just joined us. It's in the bottom of the second inning. No score here at the Pisgah Softball Complex between the West Henderson Falcons and the Pisgah Black Bears. Kuntz is ready. Here's her pitch. High for a ball. 2-2.
You know, the pitcher could be a little nervous playing the best, real good team like Pisgah, and it could cause her to tighten up.
Swung on and line, right back to Kuntz, who flips over to third to get the lead runner. That one, that just drove, that was a liner in her glove, one hopper, and she came up looking to see where the ball was at, and it was in her glove, and she just whirled and threw the third base. So back-to-back force outs at third, and keeps runners at first and second now. That's going to bring up the number 9 hitter, Taylor Gallion, who pops it up into the infield. Second baseman circles it, hauls that in, and that's going to be all for Pisgah. No runs. They leave 2 runners on, and after 2 complete innings, the score remains scoreless. We'll be back after these messages from our sponsors. This is WPTL 920 AM, home of the state champion Pisgah softball team.
Not sure who owns your bank anymore? With Champion Credit Union, it's simple. You do. We're local, and our focus is on you. So you might say, we've got local focal. Want to be treated special? Get local focal at Champion Credit Union, where anyone can open an account and enjoy great rates on loans and banking services, even businesses. Look us up online or stop in at one of our locations. We're in Arden, Canton, and Waynesville. You won't believe the difference. Champion Credit Union. Local people helping people for almost 80 years.
Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
The Allen Construction Company is proudly backing the Pisgah Black Bears girls softball team. Like our 2A state champions, B. Allen Construction has a history of excellence. Large commercial construction, residential building and remodeling, large jobs or small. B. Allen Construction Company of Candler is happy to provide free estimates, references, and a commitment to doing the job right. For construction, grading too, call 665-8479 for B. Allen Construction. Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Welcome back. As that long break, we've already started the top of the third inning. It is a 1-2 count on Kelsey Walker, the number 9 hitter leading off here in the top of the third for West Henderson. Swung on and driven to right field, and that's been a fall, just foul. By a foot, that would have been dangerous.
Would have been. But Hannah Hudson was over there quickly, and so was Sheridan Presley, both of them running hard.
That would have been difficult, because that was looped right down the line, wasn't hit long or hard, but was placed almost perfectly. Next pitch is a changeup, just misses for a 2. And 2-strike count on Kelsey Walker, the second baseman.
That was a pretty pitch by Logan. She's shaking off Mahala right now.
Next pitch, swung on and missed. Struck her out to lead off the top of the third. That's 1. That's going to bring up Sierra Bishop, the shortstop, who drilled a double lead off the game here in the top of the first inning. Boy, Rhonda, she just drilled that.
She hit the first pitch, too. She won't get that same pitch this time, guarantee it.
458 batting average. Just missed with the ball, changed up low over the plate, but just about shin high. Good call by the umpire. Logan Matthews got her determined look on her face. Here's the pitch, fouled out of play by Bishop. Evens the count at 1-1.
Okay, she's going to see different pitches this time. Logan's going to go into her bag of repertoire here that she has.
Scoreless game here in the top of the third between West Henderson and Pisgah. Matthews is ready. Here's her pitch. Swung on and line foul. Almost caught manager Mike Matthews, who's coaching third base, sleeping down there as he's talking to the crowd along the fence. That almost hit him.
Yeah.
Mike's a great guy.
He's going to be a little bit faster than Walt.
Great coach. All right, the one ball, two strike to Bishop. Ball in the dirt. Evens the count at 2-2.
She was playing with her. She knew she had a count in her favor. She was going to give her something that she knew she couldn't hit and hoped that she would swing at it.
Logan Matthews is ready. Here's their big windup. The pitch is in the dirt for ball three.
That was a screwball.
Trying to be careful, but not too careful. She doesn't want a walker. Hasn't walked anybody in this game so far. Here's the 3-2 offering by Logan Matthews. Did she go? No, did not. Ball four. Check swing. Didn't go far enough.
I didn't see them give her a call, but.
So now it's one out. And Bishop's back on first base. Brings up Selena McCall, the center fielder. Struck out her last time up. She squares around the front, bumps it up in the air. There's Mahala Irvin to get it right about inches from the fence. Nice play by the stellar catcher for Pisgah.
She is quick as a cat. She comes out of that stance. She's got her eyes on that ball, and she's focused.
Irvin going to Gardner Webb, already committed as a junior. And that's going to bring up Brianna Morris, who came in batting 400 for the Falcons. Playing third base, and she lines one into the gap as the Gazelle gets it. That's up against the wall, and that might bring in McCall. Here's a throw to the plate, not in time, so a double by Morris puts the Falcons up 1-0. Great base running, great throw, great relay, but she just drilled one into the gap, and that's going to bring up Natalie Rice, the catcher.
Bianca got a great jump on that ball, but it was just a little bit, she had her arm stretched out, but it was just a little bit too far for her.
So as the MO goes, Pisgah falls behind early in this ball game. That's going to catch up and bite them one day.
And it could be today.
Pitch is high for a ball.
Hopefully they're not concentrating on Franklin and letting this team get to them.
You can tell Mike Matthews' team has come in ready. The bullseye, they're looking at that bullseye right now on Pisgah's back. Pitch is swung on and missed. Fastball just blew the heater right by her. Evens the count at one ball, one strike. Damage is done so far. West Henderson's got on the board with a run thanks to the RBI double by Brianna Morris. Two outs here. Next pitch is low. A lot of pitches by Logan Matthews. She's trying to find the zone. Here we go. Here's the pitch. Called strike. So that evens the count at 2-2. She painted the corner and the knees. So that's two balls, two strikes. To Natalie Rice, the catcher, batting 571. This girl's dangerous. Well, Matthews is going to have to pitch the best. swung on and driven to center field, but Bianca Burnett is there, camps under, and that's all for the Falcons. They do get a run, strand a runner, and as we move to the middle of the third inning, the score is West Henderson 1, Pisgah nothing.
Pisgah girls varsity softball sponsored by Ken Wilson Ford, winner of the Ford's Top Honor Award, the President's Award, B. Allen Construction of Candler, commercial, residential, grading, and remodeling, and by Champion Credit Union of Canton and Waynesville. Which, well, Champion Credit Union has a beautiful sign down there on that new facility. So, folks, if you haven't been to the ballpark, come out and check out some of the things. You need to come down, watch these girls play, check out all the new improvements to the field, and cheer on the Blackbirds.
So, West Henderson scores a run in the top of the third inning. Pisgah will send up the top of their order here in the bottom of the third inning against Laurel Coates, who is just twirling a gem out there. Both pitchers are doing well.
But, you know, Pisgah always has to see a pitcher once. Once they go through that rotation one time and they get the same pitcher again the second time, they start hitting.
Got to know Mike Matthews, the manager for the West Henderson Falcons. He was the coach at Jonathan Crompton in the middle school. Outstanding coach.
He's really turned West Henderson's program around. I mean, they used to, when you went to West Henderson, we would beat them mercifully. It was usually a mercy rule calling game. But lately, last 2 years, they've really started turning the program around.
And that last 2 years is when Mike Matthews arrived on the campus of West Henderson down at Mills River. We're ready to start the bottom of the third inning. Bianca Burnett, Sheridan Presley, Mahala Irvin scheduled to face Laurel Coons, the right-hander for West Henderson. Burnett checks into the box. Here's Coons' first pitch. Just missed on the inside part. Backs up Burnett a little bit. Moving her feet. Burnett struck out looking her last time up. She's 0 for 1 in this game. Next pitch is called strike. A little fastball by her. Burnett looking at it.
She had a couple of good swings at it. It just went foul. I think if she can just get a pitch and make contact, she'll be all right.
Coons is ready. Here's her pitch. Went around to try and bunt it, but bunted it foul. Back behind the catcher. It's 1 ball, 2 strikes. Presley on deck. Presley has lifted her batting average. Next pitch is swung on and missed by Burnett. So that's her second strikeout of the game. That's going to bring up Sheridan Presley, who now is batting 500 on the season.
She acted like when she swung at that ball, she thought it was going to be something else, and it was kind of like a half swing.
So here's Sheridan Presley, who's doubled in the first. Called strike at the knees outside corner. Coons working fast. Throwing a gem right here. Next pitch is low and outside. Tried to spot it again. Just missed. 1-1 in the count. Outfield shakes her to pull.
Mm-hmm.
Center fielder is pulled into the gap. Next pitch is high and outside. Ball 2.
There's a huge gap between left field and center field.
She can get one in there. That's a triple for this girl. Sophomore's got some wheels. Here's Coates' 2-1 offering. Swung on and fouled out of play. Evens the count at 2-2. Multi-talented Sheridan Presley up there. Star on the volleyball team. Star on the softball team. And also on the basketball court.
Basketball being the better of her three sports and one she loves.
I don't know. I kind of like her on softball. Here's the pitch. Low. Full count now to Presley's. Coach lost her on that one. Tried to paint the corner and just threw it in the dirt. Mahala Irvin on deck.
But if you ask her, she loves basketball.
Here's the full count offering by Coons. Swung on and dropped into left field. That could be, but it's going to be a base hit for Presley.
off the ball.
As the left fielder, no, she never touched it. She just thought the center fielder called something, and she pulled her hand down. Can't assume to misjudge, and so that is a single, not an error. That's going to bring up Mahala Irvin. And just as she steps in, the flag, Oh Glory, out in left center, just blowing out towards the stadium, the football stadium. We like that when that wind blows that way.
Oh, yeah. That's when they go to the river.
Ball, first pitch, in the dirt, 1-0.
Mahala's a very patient hitter. She will make you work for every bit of it.
Coates gets her sign, Presley on first. Here's the pitch. Just missed outside. Presley can steal bases. She's already got three on the season.
She's quicker than everybody thinks she is.
Here's the pitch. Fouled off the shin of Irvin. That's got to hurt. Makes the count 2-1.
Not hurt. Her daddy said if she could play linebacker, if she could play football, she'd play football.
I think Coach Presley might need to use her services if she could play linebacker. Next pitch. Swung on and popped up. Irvin's upset with herself.
Mm-hmm.
Third baseman calls that in.
She knows she got under it too.
That's Brianna Morris. So that's two outs here in this inning.
She's harder on herself than any coach could ever say anything to her to make it.
Micah James grounded out to short her first time up. James already has two home runs. Average slipped a little bit. Started off in this game 462, but she's 0 for 1 so far. Swung on and popped up down the right field line, and that just curves foul. Just out of the reach of the second baseman, Kelsey Walker. One ball, one strike to James. The center field is playing way over into the right center gap against Irvin. You don't want to give the gap of Presley on first.
As a matter of fact, they played the same in all three hitters.
Called strike at the knees. 2-1-2. One to nothing here in the bottom of the third in favor of the Falcons. Ball outside, 2-2. Beautiful afternoon in Canton, North Carolina. WPTL 920 AM broadcasting this game live. Here's Coates' pitch. Ball in the dirt, 3-2. Can't listen to us on your radio, 920 AM on the dial. Go to WPTLradio.net for online streaming of the game. Coons is set. Here's her 3-2 pitch, swung on and fouled into the dirt.
It's a way to protect the count. That would have been a strike.
On deck is Logan Matthews. If James can extend this inning, Presley still at first. Swung on, gets it down deep center field, gets a goodbye.
That's a game changer in one swing. She was due. She struggled last game. She was due for a good hit.
James just took one deep into the trees. For her third home run of the season, her 11th RBI. And with one swing of the bat, the Black Bears take a 2-1 lead. Wow.
That was huge. You know, like you said earlier, we talked about Murderer's Row. You've got to get through this part of the line. And they don't get any better. I mean, it's not like Wes Anderson's team where you got your top half of your order is heavy, then the bottom half is really light. It gets worse as it goes down the line.
Logan Matthews now up. 0 for 1. Reach base on an error. First pitch is in the dirt. 0-1. What a blast. One swing. 3-2 count. Took the fastball deep center field. Swung on and fouled out of play as Logan got a big hack on it. And that ties James on that two-run bomb with the lead with Irvin, three apiece as the M&M girls, or members of the M&M club, swung on and grounded foul by Matthews.
We're going to have to get that music. Anything you can do, I can do better.
Uh-huh.
It's what them two did all last year, so.
And Irvin and James are continuing their onslaught. Next pitch is low in the dirt, 2-2.
You know, Mayor Stan Mantle would be proud of them.
Oh, the M&M girls?
Yeah.
M&M boys. Mm. New York Yankees, 1961. Coots is ready. Here's a pitch. Swung on and popped up into the infield.
Another
pitch
pop.
Up camps underneath it. The shortstop hauls it in, and that's all for Piscopo. But they get two runs on a two-run bomb by Micah James. And as we move to the top of the fourth inning, it's Pisgah 2, West Henderson 1. We'll be back after these messages. This is WPTL 920 AM, home of the state champion Pisgah softball team.
B. Allen Construction Company is proudly backing the Pisgah Black Bears girls softball team. Like our 2A state champions, B. Allen Construction has a history of excellence. Large commercial construction, residential building and remodeling, large jobs or small. B. Allen Construction Company of Candler is happy to provide free estimates, references, and a commitment to doing the job right. For construction, grading too, call 665-8479 for B. Allen Construction.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? Do you feel tired, out of shape? Is your romantic life suffering? It's not your fault. You may have reduced testosterone, but now, for the first time ever, you can boost testosterone levels safely and naturally to feel more like you did 20 years ago. Introducing Ageless Male, a breakthrough supplement clinically proven to increase testosterone levels by 61% and within a healthy, normal range. Today, you can try it risk-free. So if you'd like to experience what healthy testosterone levels can feel like, more energy, better mood and focus, and more romance when you want it, you really need to give Ageless Male a try. Supplies for this risk-free offer are limited, so don't wait. Just call 1-800-690-8106. 1-800-690-8106. 1-800-690-8106.
Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Welcome back. We're in the top of the fourth inning. Logan Matthews, first pitch. There's a ball outside to Hannah Watts. Micah James changed the complexion of this ball game. One swing of the bat in the bottom of the third. Next pitch is a ball. High, 2-0. Crowd getting into this is another capacity crowd. That's going to be great for the gate.
Coach Presley just loving this.
Swung on and missed, blew the heater by her. Knee high, painted the outside corner. Watts couldn't do anything with that pitch, and it's 2-1. Oak and Nancy just ran back and chucked it.
She's on today.
Swing and a miss, blew the heater again, but came up on the ladder.
It's a rise ball. He just rises right up. It's the opposite of a baseball pitcher pitching a split-finger fastball.
2-2 offering changeup, dribble foul. That had Hannah Watts out on her front foot.
That was a good changeup. She threw too fast and then
heard the timer with a six. Hitch resume out inside the circle when she's on. Foul against the screen, so Watts hangs in there with a 2-2 count. If you just joined us on WPTL 920 AM, we're in the top of the fourth inning. Pisgah leads West Henderson 2-1. Matthews' next pitch is grounded foul past manager Mike Matthews, who just
Man, Serena did a good job. Coach Goodwin did a good job of juggling the ball over. Got it with her foot, rolled it up, like soccer.
Two good teams coached by probably the some of the best managers in Western North Carolina, Serena Goodwin, Mike Matthews. She got a man, struck her off the heater counter. That's the first out here in the top of the fourth inning. That's going to bring up Kayla Walker, the left fielder.
Batting number 5, Walker.
Walker's 0 for 1. She lined out to Sheridan Presley at second base. Popped up out of play. 0-1. Look at Matthews working.
She gets better as the game goes along.
Just missed on the outside part of the plate. 1-1. Close, but no cigar for it.
Man, she's asking the ump about that one. She wants to know, the politician here behind the plate.
That's what she's supposed to do.
She claimed that for a long time for him.
Got two good umpires here. Next pitch is outside again, 2-1. Two to one, Pisgah leads the Falcons here in the top of the fourth. One out. Here's the next pitch. Swung on and missed.
That's
by Kayla Walker, the left fielder. Puts her, evens the count at 2-2. On deck, the pitcher for West Henderson, Laurel Coombs. Pitch is weak swing, just got a piece of it, fouled it in the dirt. That was an excuse me, look out, I'm protecting myself. Something ain't right, but the bat I can't stop. Swing.
Once you start swinging this thing, it's hard to pull it back.
Here's the next pitch.
Oh!
Struck her out.
That was nasty. She got her looking. She was expecting the fastball. The next thing you know, she swung before the ball even gets there.
So that's two outs, two strikeouts here in this inning. 5 so far for Matthews is line to left field. Nice pull, nice effort by Taylor Gallion. Bianca Burnett, this is going to be a double. Slides in there, backed up by Presley. Gallion tried to get the ball.
That's another one where she should have played the hop. She tried to glove it that time.
It's going to bring up Lauren Norris, the first baseman who's 0 for 1. Popped up to Micah James in the second inning. West Henderson has a runner on second. Pitch is swung on and missed by Norris. First pitch, 0-1.
One thing I've noticed about the catcher, Irvin's improvement this year, she's waiting now. She's watching the batters. She watched where they sit in the box. She's waiting more timely to give the sign now.
Here's the pitch, popped up and out of play. So Norris is behind in the count, 0-2. On deck is the number 9 hitter, Kelsey Walker. West trying to extend this inning. Fouled back into the screen. Still 0-2. Four hits allowed so far, but top again as Norris doing a fine job protecting the plate. She has a runner on second, just trying to put one into play and maybe tie this game up. 2-1 Pisgah here in the top of the fourth inning. We thought this game would be this tight. Pitch swung on in line, foul past Caitlin Hanna at third base. So the free swinging first baseman for West Henderson, Lauren Norris, hanging tough with an 0-2 count here in the top of the fourth.
Logan shook up. Irvin off.
Swung on and missed. She struck her out. So that's all for the Falcons here in the top of the fourth inning. They strand a runner, but the score remains. Pisgah 2, West Henderson 1.
Pisgah girls varsity softball sponsored by Brad Allen Construction of Chandler, commercial, residential, grading, and remodeling. By Ken Wilson Ford, the winner of the Ford Top Honor Award, the President's Award, and by Champion Credit Union of Canton and Waynesville. Folks, if you get a chance, go by and thank all the sponsors. Give them a thumbs up for the job, for sponsoring the girls' softball program. For what for them, we could bring us to you on the radio. And it's something that you just need to go by and thank these good people for in this town.
You know, there are times, if I close my eyes, I'm hearing the redhead style singer.
Reba McEntire.
Reba McEntire.
Everybody says I sound like Reba McEntire.
I sound like Reba McEntire.
I keep hearing that all the time.
Ewan's better get out and do that.
Hey, he's got a southern lord. I can't believe it. We might be getting somewhere, folks, and getting Chuck Fiebernet southernized.
All right, you guys.
Yeah.
We're going to start the bottom of the fourth inning. Caleb Tipton, Caitlin Hannah, and Hannah Hudson are scheduled to face Laurel Coots, the right-hander for West Henderson. Tipton, with that infield single, her first time up, one for one, raised her batting average to .417. We're ready to go. I think. Coons is set. Tipton checks into the box. Here's the first pitch. Swung on and grounded right back. Coons snares it, throws over to first. So a hot comebacker. Coons retires Tipton for the first out of the bottom of the fourth inning. That's going to bring up Caitlin Hannah, who I believe hit the longest home run in this ballpark last game against Reynolds with a grand slam into the trees out there.
Everybody thought I was kidding last year, and I said she hits it in the river.
Swung on and missed, fouled into the dirt, 0-1.
But she don't look that powerful. She's long, lanky, tall. That kid can hit the ball.
Coons is ready. Just missed with a curveball on the outside part of the plate. Working the outside part of the plate against Caitlin Hannah. Swung on and popped up. Shallow right field, and then it curves into foul territory, and that was bobbled but caught by the second baseman as that ball came back. I don't know where that went, so we must have a swirling wind. Great play by West Henderson's second baseman, Kelsey Walker.
The first baseman had already committed one error on something like that, so she decided to back out of that play.
She's going to let her have that.
Oh, yeah.
And bring up Hannah Hudson, who's 0-for-1 in this game. Swung in and grounded to the second baseman. Throws over to first in time to get Hudson. So that's all for the Black Bears as they go 1-2-3. We'll be back for the top of the fifth inning. After these messages, this is WPTL 920 AM, home of the state champion Pisgah softball team.
AM 920 is WPTL, Canton.
Did you know that anyone can take advantage of Champion Credit Union's great rates on loans and services? And that includes money for your business, too. Banks may be closing down, changing their names, and tightening up on lending, but we've got money to loan. Look us up online or stop in at one of our locations. We're in Arden, Canton, and Waynesville. You won't believe the difference. Champion Credit Union. Local people helping people for almost 80 years.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernets.
Welcome back in the top of the fifth inning. First pitch swinging to Caitlin Hannah has popped up. That's number nine hitter Kelsey Walker. So she pops up. That's one pitch, one out. Pisgah has made a pitching change as they brought in the junior Michaela Tipton in relief of
batting number 11, Bishop
Logan Matthews.
And it could be the coach will trade the West Henderson, get Keevy and old Logan, and want to change pitchers and give them something different to see.
Next pitch by Tipton is pop up into shallow right field, but Presley goes back. Outstanding play by the second baseman. She just runs, turns the proper way, and runs to the spot, and then turns and catches the ball instead of floats with it.
I'm telling you, I don't think we've lost anything in the second base.
And that's key, because that's Sierra Bishop.
Yeah.
That's retired.
That is key. And like I said, maybe coach, you know, that's where she's coaching and win the state championship, and we're not.
Tipton has pitched seven innings, has a 1-0 record. First pitch is in the dirt. Tip has a 0.00 ERA, has not allowed a run.
Hey, it hits the ground. It hit the ground first, and then she took her foot out. So I don't know if we're going to let her have it or not, because it was rolling to the base, and she could have moved. I know they're going to give it to her. It wasn't a fastball. It was a changeup. So, you know, she could have moved.
Well, the thing is if the ball hits in front of the plate, it's a dead ball. They can't go to first. But, you know, we got to go with it. So she's hit by a pitch. That's going to bring up Brianna Allen, who hits one into right field. Bianca Burnett, that ball, that doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So real quickly, Brianna Morris flies out to center field, and that's all for West Henderson here in the top of the fifth inning. As the score remains Pisgah 2, West Henderson 1.
Pisgah Girls Varsity Softball was sponsored by Champion Credit Union of Canton and Waynesville, by Ken Wilson Ford, winner of the Top Forge Top Honor, the President's Award, and by B. Allen Construction Company of Candler, commercial residential grading and remodeling. You know, Ford, Ken Wilson winning that Top President's Award, that's like Pisgah winning state championship. It's right here in Canton.
Outstanding.
That was a good inning for us, Chuck, to get the top of their order out. And so, you know, coming up the next inning, you're going to see the middle part of the order. In the bottom, or the top of the seventh, we're going to see the bottom of the order if we can take them out 1, 2, 3. That was key, very key. And like I said, pregame is going to be a close game.
Pisgah has stranded 3 runners so far in this game. West Henderson has stranded 5. And that's Kuntz going to face 9-1-2 in the lineup for Pisgah. That's Taylor Gallion, Bianca Burnett, and Sheridan Presley.
Number 5, Taylor Gallion.
Scheduled up here in the bottom of the fifth inning, Pisgah leads 2-1.
If any of these get on, Sheridan can extend the inning because she's hitting very well right now.
Gallion popped up to the second baseman her first time up, 0-1, and the game squares around and bounced it behind the catcher who came up. Then had to spin back and try to get the ball. She bunted it back, foul. So it's just a...
She just about fair hand caught it, too. She had the fair hand sticking out there.
All it is 0-1 now. No panic. It's Gallion trying to go to the small ball to get on base. Squares around again, misses it. 0-2.
Well, there'll be no button this time.
Great game here at the Pisgah Softball Complex. 2-1. The Black Bears lead the Falcons. Just missed on the outside part of the plate. 1-2.
You know, her mom, Ginger Gallion, is the coach at the Canton Middle School. Softball coach.
Heard she was an outstanding softball player in her own right. Line to right field, that's going to drop for Taylor Gallion, who leads off the bottom of the fifth inning with a fluke single to right. Just stuck out her bat. Great protection up there with a one ball, two strike count.
And that gives you speed on the bases.
If Taylor Gellion can run, so can this one. Coming to the bat, the plate right now, checking in, will be Bianca Burnett, who's 0 for 2. Called strikeout and a swinging strikeout. So Burnett trying to put the ball in play here.
Third base, she's eating up. She thinks it's going to be bum. Look how close she is in on the batter. She's halfway up the line. Anything over her head, gone.
Tried to bunt it towards the first baseline and bunted it fouls. Coates threw a rise ball. Can look around on that play. West Henderson was in perfect position to defend that. That's credit to Mike Matthews, their manager. Swung on and popped to left field. That could be problems. Left fielder camps underneath it and hauls it in, and she gives a big sigh of relief as she stuck out her glove and it found her glove.
That was a snow cone. It was a colored snow cone. Baseball, they call it snow cone. That was a colored snow cone.
Left fielder Kayla Walker, having difficulty with the swirling wind, as now the wind's blowing in from left center, and that's going to bring up Sheridan Presley, who's 2 for 2 in this ballgame.
And if she can get a hit, you got Mahala Erling coming up. I think Mahala's going to get one before it's over with.
He's batting 524. Takes a strike for the first pitch. One out here. Taylor Gellion on first. Pisgah looking to tack on some insurance runs. Coates is ready. Here's our 0-1 offering. Just missed on the inside part of the plate. I like that pitch. Presley was diving out. She brought a heater inside, but missed the corner, so it's one ball, one strike.
Presley's right up on the line in the batter's box. She has moved up every time she's been up to bat.
Big swing and a miss by Presley. Chased a riser. One ball, two strikes. Already 2 for 2 for the stellar sophomore, second baseman for Pisgah. Pitch way outside. Presley lets it go. 2 and 2.
She has a good eye. She's patient at the plate. Very selective on her hits.
One thing you can tell, she tracks that outside pitch.
She does.
She tracks it all the way. You got to stand that outside pitch when it's out. When it gets out there. Swung on it, slapped to left field. As you can't get Ty Cobb out.
That's Tina Cobb now.
Tina Cobb. 3 for 3 for Sheridan Presley.
Now, you cannot keep this kid down all day. Mahala comes to play. You cannot keep this kid down. She is going to hit one.
As Presley raises her batting average to 546 on the season.
Coach Goodwin calls Mahala Irvin up to meet with her halfway up first baseline. She just patting her on the helmet and basically telling her, just play.
Catcher Mahala Irvin, 0 for 2 in this ballgame. Coates is ready. Here's her pitch. Fastball on the high, right down the middle. Irvin taken all the way. Bottom of the fifth, Pisgah leads 2-1, looking to tack on a couple more runs. Foul back against the screen as Irvin. Big cut. Just on it. Timed it perfectly. Just got up underneath it a little bit.
She's been underneath everything she's hit today. It's either been mile high or foul back. And that's probably one thing Coach told her. Level out her swing.
Down ball outside.
She's another one that follows the pitch outside, just like Sheridan.
Good hitters track that outside pitch. You got to stay on it because it's a longer pitch. You got to stay and track it farther. It's easy to turn on a pitch. Good hitters track the outside pitch well. And Irvin does it better than anybody. As the next pitch swung on and popped up to right field. She camps underneath it, hauls it in. Gellion tags up, races to third base. There goes Presley. She's going to be nailed at the plate. Walt center. he gets thrown out. The throw to third base got away from the third baseman, and Galleon made a pop-up slide and then raced to home, but she was out by about 5 feet. And so that's all for Pisgah. Here in the bottom of the fifth inning, they leave one stranded, and the score remains 2-1. We'll be back after these messages from our sponsor. This is WPTL 920 AM, home of the state champion Pisgah softball team.
B. Allen Construction Company is proudly backing the Pisgah Black Bears girls softball team. Like our 2A state champions, B. Allen Construction has a history of excellence. Large commercial construction, residential building and remodeling, large jobs or small, B. Allen Construction Company of Candler is happy to provide free estimates, references, and a commitment to doing the job right. For construction, grading too, call 665-8479 for B. Allen Construction.
Nutritionists and scientists agree that blueberries are a food with amazing antioxidant properties. But eating blueberries alone won't get you all the health benefits you need. That's why I created Blue Science, a revolutionary line of nutritional supplements that combines the best of blueberries, blueberry extracts, and other special plant extracts. One capsule of Blue Science contains more pterostilbene than 500 cartons of blueberries. Pterostilbene is a compound found in blueberries that helps your body's cellular activities and supports heart health, anti-aging, weight management, and more. Unlock the power of blueberries with Blue Science, available at Walgreens and GNC.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble, real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible, especially if they insure their motorcycle with GEICO along with their car. GEICO's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call GEICO or visit GEICO.com today to see how much our multi-policy...
Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Welcome back. We're in the top of the sixth inning. Pisgah leads West Henderson 2-1. Tip is still inside the circle. She came in relief of Logan Matthews last inning. Scheduled up will be 4, 5, and 6 for the Falcons. Natalie Rice, 0-for-2 in this game. First pitch was swung on and missed. Ron had a little sink to it.
Yeah, she's got a little. She has a drop ball. She only has a four pitch repertoire.
But that's a late movement where the hitter starts to swing and it just disappears.
Mm-hmm.
Swung on and flying foul, just past Caitlin Hannah. That was inches. Great call by the home plate umpire.
We're sitting
bounced
down.
Out there.
We're sitting down. Got a good view of that line. So.
Again, we've got a pair of great umpires here in this ball game, and two great teams to match them as they're battling in a 2-1 ball game in favor of the Black Bears in the top of the sixth. Tip's next pitch is grounded over to Micah James. Comes up, throws to first in time to nail Rice at first. So one out. That'll bring up Hannah Watts.
Tips, a lot of Tips pitches will be down, and you're going to see a lot of ground balls or short pop-ups.
This is the right fielder who's 0-for-2 in this game. First time facing Tipton. Curveball in the dirt. 1-0.
Which Serena, Coach Goodwin, knows how important this game is to the conference. So that's probably the reason she changed pitchers.
Swung on and fouled in the dirt. Evens the count at 1-1. Tipton works much faster than Matthews.
Carbank, throw that ball.
Next pitch. Ball in the dirt. That was that sinker. On deck is left fielder Kayla Walker. Swung on and missed, foul tip, but held down by Irvin. Evens the count at 2-2. One out here in the top of the sixth inning.
You know, it's easy to be a good pitcher when you got somebody behind the plate like Mahala Irvin.
Just missed with a fastball in the inside part of the plate. 3-2. Dribbled over to Hannah, but hit a rock or something. Had a spin. And halfway down the line, it just rolled foul.
Right. I don't doubt there's any rocks in that field as much as Walt Leatherwood takes care of this field.
Had this funny spin
there. Yeah. He is meticulous about his softball field.
Break my hand. Just missed ball four. So she loses Watts. So Watts walks. That's going to bring up left fielder Kayla Walker, who's 0 for 2. West Tennyson trying to battle back into this ball game. Scores around the bunt, out in front of the plate. Irvin gets it, throws the first in time. As Presley covers, throw over to second, not in time. So Irvin throws to Presley, covering first base on the bunt, moves up Watts to second base. Presley caught it and then whirled and threw to James at second base as Watts skedaddled back just in time.
It looked like that ball, when it hit the end of the bat, it just died. It didn't go nowhere.
That's not an official time at bat for Walker. That's a sacrifice bunt. Next pitch to Koontz is fouled out of play. Tipton. Working quick. Ball in the dirt. Nice scoop by Irvin. She blocks and scoops better than anybody I've seen behind the plate.
Oh, she's amazing.
Swung on and fouled, or popped up to the right field, but that curve's fouled.
But Hannah Hudson was on her horse. She was going to try to catch it even if it was foul.
You know, we had talked about the left fielder having trouble with those high towering pop-ups for Wes Henderson. But that ball right there just, you know, the wind took it and just curved
loved
that
it,
ball.
Yeah. It's like the wind swirling.
One ball, two strikes. Here's Tiff's pitch. It's grounded foul down the third baseline. Koontz doubles her last time up at the plate. She's 1 for 2. This is a tough hitter. Came in batting 474. Again, fouls it out of play. Count remains 1-2. And Tipton works like she double parked someplace.
She's fast. She don't give the batter long. She don't give her enough time to stand in there and think about it. When that batter gets in that ball, she's firing.
Tipton stands about 5-2, but she can bring it. She don't wait. She gets the sign and she's going. The pitch. Grounded foul again. So Koontz, the pitcher, hanging in tough for Wes Henderson. On deck is Lauren Norris for Wes Henderson.
This is
the Falcons can extend this inning. Way up high. Nice leaping grab by Irvin.
Like it got hung in her fingers.
That was airmailed to the backstop, but Irvin stopped it. Next pitch is line pass. Great! Not in time. So that forces, she stepped on, I'm sorry folks, she's nice, I mean she got a rope, stepped on third and tried to double her off, so that retires the lead runner. So Koontz, fielder's choice is on first, so runners on first and second. With two outs here in the top of the sixth.
I think we got a
pitch hitter.
Pitch hitter, number 14.
Samantha Wood. All strike inside part of the plate. Knee high. So runners, Wes Henderson has two outs. Runners on first and second. Here's the pitch, way up high, ball one, 1-1. Falcons trying to rally here in the top of the sixth inning, trailing 2-1 to Pisgah. Here's the pitch by Tipton, fouled off the hands, late swing by Woods.
Real late.
Trying to get herself out of this jam is Michaela Tipton. Next pitch is flying to Micah James. Willie Mays style basket catch on that soft liner, and that's all for Wes Henderson here in the top of the sixth inning. Score remains 2-1.
His girls' varsity softball is sponsored by Champion Credit Union of Canton and Waynesville. Ken Wilson Ford, the winner of the Ford's President's Top Honor, the President's Award, and by B. Allen Construction of Candler. Commercial, residential, grading, and remodeling. Call B. Allen Construction. Talking of Brad Allen, his daughter Brooklyn is doing very well in Kent Middle School. They're undefeated still, and she's already pitched a no-hitter.
Now, let me get straight. The Canton Middle School team is undefeated.
Yes.
The Pisgah JV is undefeated, and they're just rolling over everybody.
They are. I'm telling you, you know, everybody says, we talk around town about Pisgah's softball program being loaded for the next 4 to 5 years. You can sit here and look at, I mean, even what Serena's got on the bench is good. The backups are good. You got a JV program that's doing outstanding. It's going to come up. You got Mahala and Mahala and Logan for another year. I mean, it's not going to get any better. And if you're going to step up and play, you know, Franklin loses a lot this year. So they lose their starting pitcher, Sandfield. So, and it don't get any better. If you've not got a program coming up, if you're not got a strong program, you're not going to be playing with the Bears.
Well, Fiskin needs an extra run because looking ahead to the top of the seventh inning, nursing this one-run lead 2-1 over West Henderson, the Falcons will be sending up 9-1-2, which includes Sierra Bishop and Selena McCall. Leading off is Micah James here in the bottom of the sixth inning against Laurel Coombs. First pitch is low for a ball. Coombs came in with a 3-1 win record. Ball outside, 2-0, and a 1.78 ERA. 1.75. Here's the 2-0 offering. Swung out and popped up, lifted to right field. That's a towering fly, but that's hauled in, so James is retired here in the bottom of the sixth inning. It's going to bring up Logan Matthews re-entering the game. Matthews 0-2 in this ballgame. On deck is Michaela Tipton. Matthews is the pitcher of record. First pitch is low for a ball. Tipton can save this game. Earn her first save of the season. Matthews will move to 6-0, but got a tall task next inning.
Oh, yeah.
Swung on and lining to left field. Off the wall. That might be one of those big singles as she turns and hurries back and head first slide back into first base. Matthews just scorched one and hit off the wall. Ricocheted back to the left fielder. And she had a nice relay to Bishop, who flipped over to second base, and Matthews had other ideas as he broke halfway between first and second and skedaddled back to first. So that's a long single for Matthews. That's going to bring up Michaela Tipton.
Trying to get a pitch runner for Logan. You don't want to get your ace hurt running bases, diving on the ground, trying to, you know, look at Caroline and our starting point guard breaks these three has fallen to the ground. So, you know, that's one thing you can't afford right now early in the season, to get injury.
So we have one out here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Pisgah trying to tack on some insurance runs. Brittany Troll will be running for Matthew. First pitch to Tipton's a ball low.
Tipton's hit both her pitches right back to the pitcher. I mean, I'd just like to see her hit one in the gap just one time.
But you know you're on that way. When you're strong up the middle,
yeah.
Those balls go through. Swung on and lifted to right field. That's a towering fly. That's caught. It's Brittany Troll.
At the warning track, too.
She remains at first base. Two long flyouts to right field and a single is the situation we're in right here with two outs and a run around first and bring up Caitlin Hanna. 0-2 in this game.
on the line. Get to the gap. It's going to get to the fall. The wall hits up for Troll. The relay comes in. It's going to get away. But Troll stays at third base. So a stand-up double by Caitlin Hanna. Now that's runners on second and third with two outs, and that's going to bring up Hannah Hudson. Base hit. Could possibly score two.
Hannah Hudson gets some instructions by Coach Goodwin. Don't know if Coach Goodwin's telling her what to wait on or what to hit.
Two outs here in the bottom of the sixth. Runners on second and third. Hudson, running to center field, there's one run in. Here comes Caitlin Hanna, she's going to score, and that's a 4-1 lead for Piska. Critical, Cam Hudson.
Whatever Coach Goodwin told her must have been the magic bird. So she went up there and hit. I think she might have told her to hit at the first pitch, so she hit first pitch.
Big insurance run for the Black Bears, and that's going to bring up Taylor Gallion. Called strike at the knees.
Huge runs.
Hannah Hudson coming up in clutch form right there with a two RBI single to center. Next pitch is low and inside for a ball, 1-1. Gallion 1-for-2 in this ball game. Due for a big one. Grounded over to the second baseman, flips over to Bishop at second. And that's all for the Black Bears, but they score two to extend their lead now to 4-1. When we come back after these messages, we'll be in the top of the seventh inning. This is not PTL, WPTL 920 AM, home of the state champion Piska softball team.
Not sure who owns your bank anymore? With Champion Credit Union, it's simple. You do. We're local, and our focus is on you. So you might say, we've got local focal. Want to be treated special? Get local focal at Champion Credit Union, where anyone can open an account and enjoy great rates on loans and banking services, even businesses. Look us up online or stop in at one of our locations. We're in Arden, Canton, and Waynesville. You won't believe the difference. Champion Credit Union. Local people helping people for almost 80 years.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Ken, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
Now back to Piska Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Welcome back. We're in the top of the seventh inning. Piska with two runs in the bottom of the sixth inning lead West Henderson 4-1. But Kayla Tipton on to close it for the Black Bears. First pitch is popped up to Tip in the circle. She doesn't move. One pitch, one out.
That's huge right there. I get that leadoff runner because we got the top of the order coming up. We need to play stellar defense now. We do not need to make any mistakes.
That was Kelsey Walker. Now it's going to bring up Sierra Bishop. Who's 1-for-2 in this ball game with a double. Young lady going, is committed to Furman University. Tipton's ready. Here's her pitch. Just missed with a fastball outside.
That's one of the colleges that Irvin was, they were looking at her, was Furman.
Two former collegians in around the plate. The catcher, Irvin, going to Gardner Webb. Popped up to Micah James. That's big. James camps underneath it and hauls it in. So two outs here in the top of the seventh inning. One more out to go. Piska will move to 7-0 and 3-0 in the conference.
That was a huge out also, too, there, man. I'm telling you.
That's going to bring up Selena McCall, who's 0-for-2. Reached base last inning, was hit by a pitch. Swung on and that popped off to left field. Taylor Gallion caps underneath it. Go! This is gonna beat Wes Henderson 4-1 and move to 2-3-0 in the conference and 7-0 overall. We'll be back after these messages. This is WPTL 9:20 a.m. home of the state champion Pisgah softball team.
B. Allen Construction Company is proudly backing the Pisgah Black Bears girls softball team. Like our 2A state champions, B. Allen Construction has a history of excellence. Large commercial construction, residential building and remodeling, large jobs or small, B. Allen Construction Company of Candler is happy to provide free estimates, references, and a commitment to doing the job right. For construction, grading too, call 665-8479 for B. Allen Construction. Did you know that anyone can take advantage of Champion Credit Union's great rates on loans and services? And that includes money for your business, too. Banks may be closing down, changing their names, and tightening up on lending, but we've got money to loan. Look us up online or stop in at one of our locations. We're in Arden, Canton, and Waynesville. You won't believe the difference. Champion Credit Union. Local people helping people for almost 80 years. Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Welcome back. It's a great day for Pisgah softball as they move to 7-0 on the season and 3-0 in the conference after defeating the West Henderson Falcons 4-1. And Rhonda, it was a good day all around for some of the hitters and great pitching, but got to give credit to West Henderson. They're a fine softball team.
Give credit to West Henderson. They're a fine softball team. The challenges today, that was good right before Franklin. That's what we need. A good challenge. Wake us up. But you know what? I said in the pregame, who makes the least mistakes wins the game, and I believe that would have been Pisgah. We made the least mistakes. Serena Goodwin, great call changing pitchers there at the end, letting them see something different. Tipton was great as a closer.
Well, it was just two swings of the bat there that counted for four runs for Pisgah. The first swing of the mighty bat of Micah James came in the bottom of the third inning, trailing 1-0 when she just stroked a long two-run bomb, scoring Sheridan Presley ahead of her and gave the Pisgah Black Bears 2-1. It stayed that way until the bottom of the sixth inning when Hannah Hudson, the right fielder, lined a sharp single to center, scoring Brittany Troll running for Logan Matthews and Caitlin Hannah, a two RBI single, and that was all the Black Bears needed. And another great day for the sophomore Sheridan Presley, went 3-for-3 and upped her batting average to beyond 550, and it's just a tremendous effort everywhere around.
And Caitlin Hannah didn't hurt her average hardly any. I mean, she was on it today, but we got some interviews to do. First, we're going to do a player. Me and Chuck always vote on a player that we pick to do an interview with. Today, it's Hannah Hudson. She came up big. She gave us the insurance run there in the sixth inning, so we're going to interview Hannah Hudson. Hannah, you come up big. I know Coach Goodwin said something to you right before you went up to bat. Can you tell us what she told you?
We needed a hit now, and I just needed to get a base hit. Didn't have to be a home run. Just something in the outfield.
Well, you come up big, darling. You gave Pisgah 2 insurance run, and how does it feel to beat West Henderson? Last year they were the team that beat us, and we went on a run after that. How does it feel to get there?
It feels great. Just knowing that they thought that they had something on us, and we came out here and told them that they didn't.
Y'all look like y'all played really focused today defensively. You were on your horse today. You got close to a couple there in left field. But defensively, do you think y'all were ready for this team, more focused?
Yeah, than we were last week. We worked a lot.
Hannah, if you will, talk about, I mean, we noticed about midway through the game, it was difficult catching fly balls out there because of the swirling wind. We were noticing the left fielder for West Henderson was having problems. Were you experiencing that on some of the balls that you were chasing?
Not today, no.
We were just kind of curious because it seemed like their outfielders were having problems and ours.
No.
You're used to the wind here?
Yeah.
Very good.
Okay, good, Hannah. We'll see you tomorrow at Franklin, and good luck.
Thank you.
We're going to get Coach Goodwin now. Coach, huge win today. Good team. You got to give credit to Mike Matthews. This is really well-coached team.
definitely. You know, they've improved over the last couple of years tremendously, and, you know, the shortstop here is very strong, and we have a lot of respect for her, and their pitcher did an excellent job, which I think was good for us. We need to see that. We need to be challenged. They definitely came out here to challenge us today, but I think we rose to the occasion.
Changing the pitchers midway through, going to Tipton as a closer, was it because you wanted them to see something different? They were hitting on Logan, or was just something you seen?
It was planned. Just because we knew we had to go to Franklin tomorrow, we didn't want to wear anybody down, especially Logan. And I thought Tip did a fantastic job. It threw them off, and, you know, there's such a difference in their methods that they couldn't adjust. They didn't have time to adjust.
Coach, do you think you can springboard? Today was a tough effort. You had to play everything about your game, defense, pitching, hitting. You had to get clutch hits. This was a tough against a good team. Do you think you can carry this momentum into tomorrow's game?
I hope so. You know, that's the plan. That's what we talked about out here, the things that we didn't do right. We made a couple of mistakes that allowed them to score some runs today that, you know, we probably could have kept them from scoring that run had we made better decisions with our cutoff and been a little quicker. So, that's the plan. So we're going to continue to work and get better. Our goal is to get better every day.
Super. Franklin has just got a late start on trying to scout us with the helicopter above our head in there.
Well, Coach,
you told him the game was starting at 6, I bet.
I doubt it.
Well, good job, Coach, and we'll see you tomorrow night at Franklin.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's all from here at the Pisgah Softball Complex as the Pisgah Black Bears move to 7-0 and 3-0 in the conference. And with a 4-1 victory over the West Henderson Falcons, we'll be broadcasting live on WPTL 920 AM and also on WPTLradio.net. WPTLradio.net. If you want to listen online streaming of tomorrow's big showdown in Franklin, the Panthers will host the Pisgah Black Bears. And Rhonda, that's going to be a big game.
It's a huge game. And we're really going to see how well our team is tomorrow when we're challenged by a great pitcher in Chelsea Stanfield that's going to NC State. We're going to see if our hitting continues or if it's just something that we're home field advantage got. You know, we're going on the road, so it's going to be a big challenge for us.
Well, we'll be, the schedule is 5:45 pregame from Franklin, so tune in. It will be a good one, guaranteed. This is Chuck Fieberness with my broadcast partner, Rhonda Byrd, live from the Pisgah Softball Complex. It's all over. Pisgah 4, West Henderson 1. We'll see you tomorrow, folks.